It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, the Motherlode Roundup is less than a month away. It's coming up Saturday and Sunday, May 9th and 10th. It serves as a community homecoming type event as well. There are also various activities taking place ahead of time. A lot is going to be taking place over the coming weeks in the Motherlode. Here to tell us all about this year's Roundup, we have a panel of guests from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, which puts on the event every year. We have the General Chairman of the Sheriff's Posse, Mike Seuss. We have the Rodeo Chairman, Dan Dernall. We have Tim Orpert, who is a Rodeo Committee member and the Calcutta Chairman. We also have Steve Oliveira, who is a Rodeo Committee member and the Media Member Coordinator. So it's great to have all you guys here in studio with us here today.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, BJ.
So to kick things off, Mike Seuss, you're the General Chairman. You know, tell us a little bit about this upcoming event and how the planning's going.
Hey, the planning's been going really well. We've started on this actually as of probably August this past year. And we're bringing out new ideas, and we're just really excited about what's going to happen over the next month and a half or so.
Then every year, I know there's special recognition given to some community members. What can you tell us about who's going to be getting awards this year?
Well, we have three very deserving individuals from our community that are going to be recognized this year. Our first one's going to be our Grand Marshal, Audie Archer. Audie has been a longtime posse member and also served as our general chair. Got us basically through the COVID pandemic and brought our rodeo back. And we thought it was the right thing to do is award Audie Archer the Grand Marshal. The next one, I mean, if you don't know this gentleman's name or haven't heard of him, you've probably been living under a rock for a little while, but our top hand goes to one of our best community members out there, and that would be Roger Canepa. He's the kind of guy that if you call him and needs a shirt off your back, he'll give it right to you right then. And then our Mother of the Year, which is the most special award we have, where we recognize an individual mother, is going to be Steve Valente's mother, Denny Betancourt. Very nice young lady. So.
Yes, all kinds of community leaders being recognized this year. And then, of course, the big event, one of the big events leading up to the event is the parade. So, Tim Olpert, what can you tell us about how the parade planning is coming?
Well, I believe the parade planning is coming along rather nicely. If you still want to enter in the parade, get a hold of Jim Opie, and he's the parade chairman. Parade will be Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m.
So if you still want to enter, you still have time?
We still have time to do that. Yes, we do.
And it's always a huge event. People lined up and down Washington Street, and it really is kind of a homecoming of sorts, isn't it?
Yes, yes. We usually draw a pretty good-sized crowd for that, and the good Lord willing, the weather will hold out for us to do our thing and have a good rodeo weekend and a good Mother's Day.
Steve Oliveira, you're the media coordinator. Last year was kind of big news when the Cowboy Channel came to town. What's going to be happening this year?
Well, I'm happy to report that the Cowboy Channel, once again this year, will be broadcasting our rodeo nationally. It's a big deal. This is our 67th year putting on a rodeo, and to be able to say that we have been broadcast nationally on the Cowboy Channel is quite a quite an accomplishment and quite an honor, and I'm excited for that.
Do we know yet? Is it going to be on the channel or is it going to be streaming? How's that going to work?
Both. It'll be on the channel itself, and then it'll stream as well.
Did it take a lot of recruiting to get them to come to Sonora? That's a big honor, as you mentioned.
Yeah, Mike Seuss, our general chair, sitting here to my right. He was very instrumental in making that happen. He was very diligent and wouldn't take no for an answer, and basically just kept bugging him, and finally they said, all right, we'll check it out, and they liked it, so they're coming back this year. And that's led to a lot of good things that have happened for us, and a lot of recognition for our rodeo, which I think Dan here is going to talk about shortly. So yeah, it's been a really good thing.
Before we get over to Dan, as the media coordinator as well, I noticed there's some really cool merchandise that you've been putting out. So is that kind of a newer thing as well?
Yes, we brought you a gift, brought you one of our Motherload Roundup hats, and expect to see you wearing that this year at the rodeo.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I would like to announce that our website has really been upgraded. It's motherloadroundup.com. And you can purchase merchandise such as those hats and various other merchandise items on the website. You can buy tickets to the rodeo on the website. They're $25 pre-sale, $30 at the gate, so you're going to save a few bucks if you buy them on the website. There's still a couple of slots available for sign-up for our kitty rodeo. Only a couple, so if you're interested in that, I would get on there soon. And then our calendar of events from A to Z is on that motherloadroundup.com website as well. Very easy to navigate. Like I said, we've really upgraded it, and I would encourage everyone to go check it out. It's a nice website, and they can buy a hat like we just gave you.
Well, it's obviously a huge event in Tuolumne County, and of course, the rodeo, the two-day rodeo, is the big anchor. So, Dan Dernal, give us a preview of what people can expect this year.
Well, you're going to see a lot of the things you've seen in the past and a few new things. We're coming off a great 2025, as a lot of people have heard about, that we were selected this last year for the top five small rodeos in the United States. There's 232 rodeos approximately that qualify as a small rodeo. And we were voted by our peers, the contestants, and everybody in the rodeo world, the professional, the PRCA rodeo world, that Motherload Roundup was considered one of the top five in the nation last year. So basically, we went to Las Vegas and were honored at a banquet. We didn't win, but we consider this a win. This is something that we, first time we've ever had, and we've been getting a lot of recognition for it.
What are the various events people can expect this year?
Well, just your typical same. We're going to have, you know, the bareback riding, the steer wrestling, the tie-down roping, the team roping, the saddle bronc riding, the bull riding, the barrel racing. And we also have the extreme bronc riding coming. We also have some local events. We have the mutton busting, and we have the calf scramble, we've had forever, which coincides with the Calcutta. And then on Sunday, we do have the kitty rodeo in the morning, 12:30.
Mike Seuss, as general chairman, what was your reaction to being in that top five and getting some recognition in Vegas?
I was humbled, personally. I think the organization, it's a credit to the organization as a whole. You know, we set out some goals a few years ago about what we wanted to accomplish, and it's really, you know, acknowledgement, you know, from the PRCA to the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse and what we do for Tuolumne County. And we couldn't have done it without the people of Tuolumne County, the community, the sponsors that we all have. You know, it's really a credit to everybody that's involved with this, and we're very grateful for what's going to happen.
You mentioned the community getting behind it. You have four members of the Sheriff's Posse here today. Roughly how many people does it take to put on this event every year?
Oh, it takes all of them, and probably more than that. Now, we currently have about 40 active members in the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, plus another 100, 120 associate members. And it takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get through that weekend. And it's a great, rewarding process that we go through every year.
We're previewing the upcoming Motherload Roundup on this weekend's Motherload Views. Again, that is coming up May 9th and 10th. That's a Saturday and Sunday, always on Mother's Day weekend. Joining us in studio today, we have Dan Dernal, Tim Orpert, Mike Seuss, and Steve Oliveira. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We are previewing the upcoming Motherlode Roundup on this weekend's Motherlode Views. It's coming up May 9th and 10th in Sonora. We're joined on the program today by a panel of guests from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse. We have the General Chairman, Mike Seuss. We have Rodeo Committee Member and Media Member Coordinator, Steve Oliveira. Tim Orpert, who is a Rodeo Committee Member and the Calcutta Chairman. And Dan Dernal, who is the Rodeo Chairman. Tim Orpert, I'm going to go to you next. There's a lot of events that take place that week leading up to the Motherlode Roundup every year. The first one that kind of kicks things off is the band review. So what can you tell us about that?
A little bit about band review. There, usually we post the colors for that. And it's the Sonora Union High School and the area band school bands show up. And they get to basically present their skills as bands. And so we present the colors for that, and it's a big inspiration to see the young men and women put on that show for us, because our parade is a continuous motion parade, so we don't want any stopping or anything like that in front of the
It's kind of a preview, seems like, of all the different bands that are coming. You can kind of see them ahead of time and hear what they have to play.
Absolutely, absolutely. Usually a pretty good turnout of all the local schools, so it's a good positive thing.
So Wednesday night, we got the band review. Then Thursday, everything kind of shifts over to Black Oak Casino Resort.
It does. It does, BJ. We're going to do the Calcutta. It'll start off with the Queen Coronation, and that's at 4 p.m. at the Black Oak Casino Hotel Ballroom. And then we'll move right over at 6 o'clock in the same event room. We'll move into the Calcutta, and once again, that's Thursday, May 7th. It's open to the public, and what a Calcutta is, basically, we have 10 teams for the calf scramble each day, so a total of 20 teams you can bid on, and if you're lucky enough to buy one of those teams, you could win a substantial amount of money if they end up winning the calf scramble. For the calf scramble, We as an organization decided we get a sponsor every year. Trevor Kern this year is our sponsor. He basically, by getting a sponsor, we're able to add two more buckles to that, where we were only given two buckles for overall. Now we give a buckle Saturday and Sunday, and plus first, second, third event money.
And then the Queen Coronation later that evening, you know, what, or was that before or after the Calcutta?
Yeah, we usually like to do the Queen Coronation beforehand and stuff. And then we have some young ladies that are obviously running for the Queen contest this year. And I'm going to go ahead and give you their names, BJ, real quick here if I can. One is Terrell Townsend, Kaylee Gates, and Hannah Fletcher. Those are the three contestants that we have this year. And Bailey Stepp is our right now rodeo queen, and she's a fine young lady.
What goes into being kind of a queen contestant and the person who ends up winning it? What are kind of their roles that they do?
Well, these young ladies right now, BJ, they're outselling tickets. They're not selling rodeo tickets. They're selling raffle tickets, because that, you know, as you reach out to different counties and stuff, they're able to sell a raffle ticket before they can sell a rodeo ticket. And so that's what these ladies are doing. We're going to have Queen Horsemanship coming up, and they do a speech, they do a test, they do a couple of different things, and they represent us as we go to these parades. We went to Oakdale. These ladies rode in it and LaGrange, so on and so forth. So it's a pretty good deal for them.
And taking a step back, too, I know one thing that was really cool that the posse did was put on a special needs rodeo. I believe that was the first time this year. Is that correct?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Bailey is our queen as of right now, and her mother, Amanda, they put on, with the help of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, and for special needs. And what a turnout it was. There was a lot of pictures posted regarding this. And it was a very positive event. They had different events in the arena. And what a great turnout. We tried to provide lunch for them and make it a real positive day. And hopefully that gets perpetuated. And I think Bailey and her mom would like to continue doing that. So what a great event for the community, for the individuals.
Absolutely. Mike Seuss, anything you'd like to add on that as general chair?
Yeah, Tim's exactly right. We are going to keep that event going for the next as long as we can. We're now going to be working with something called the Gold Circle of Champions, and it's just going to turn out to be even bigger and better, and we're going to invite everybody out to come either help us or come participate in this. One special shout out I want to mention, we had another rodeo committee come up and help us out, and that was Livermore Rodeo. They brought up some buck and bulls, not exactly buck and bulls, but they were seesaw buck and bulls, and the kids really got into it, and it was a real great thing. So we want us to send a special thank you out to Livermore Rodeo for coming up and helping us out with that, and as well as all the visiting queens we had there as well.
This event obviously brings a lot of people to Tuolumne County. Mike Seuss, as general chair, I'll pose this question to you. What are your kind of your thoughts and observations just on the economic impact that the Roundup has every single year?
You know, you could see it in the streets as you ride in the parade. You know, you get quite a few people in downtown Sonora. Hotels are getting rented out pretty quickly. Restaurants are full. The grocery stores are getting sold out of various different kinds of beverages. It's just a benefit for the entire community.
And then the history of the Roundup. Do you know how long this event's been taking place?
Anybody
in the room here?
I'm going to go ahead and pose that over to Mr. Dan Dernall.
Well, is our historian in the room right now.
Well, this is our, 67th?
Correct.
This year, rodeo. The rodeo was actually going on long before that in a different venue type set. It was called a different name and whatnot. But for 67 years, we've been putting on this Motherload Roundup here in Sonora.
It continues to grow year after year, it seems like.
Absolutely.
People coming to Sonora.
Absolutely.
We're going to take one more break. We're talking about the Motherload Roundup. We're previewing the event. It is coming up May 9th and 10th in Tuolumne County. Joined in the studio by a panel of guests from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse. We have the General Chairman, Mike Seuss. We have Rodeo Committee Member and Media Member Coordinator, Steve Oliveira. We have Tim Orpert, who is a Rodeo Committee Member and the Calcutta Chairman. And then Dan Dernall, who is the Rodeo Chairman. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Have our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We are talking about the upcoming Motherload Roundup. It's an annual community celebration in Tuolumne County every year. It's coming up May 9th and the 10th. The big two-day rodeo is the anchor of that two-day event. Also, the big parade, all kinds of other events taking place. Joined in studio today, we have four members of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse who puts on the annual event. We have the General Chairman, Mike Seuss, Rodeo Committee Member and Media Member, Steve Oliveira, Tim Orpert, who is a Rodeo Committee Member and the Calcutta Chairman, and Dan Dernall, who is the Rodeo Chairman. Steve Oliveira, I'll come back to you. You mentioned the website earlier. Anything else on the website or things related to that that people should keep an eye on?
Yes. I forgot to mention earlier, you can sign up for the parade on our website. And I believe that you can do that until April 22nd. And again, motherloadroundup.com. Go on there, check out our merchandise, buy rodeo tickets, get a calendar of events, everything that's going on with the rodeo and all the events leading up to that. It's a really nice website, and you can sign up for the parade. We're still open for that.
Mike Seuss, how did it go getting sponsors? The sponsorship is obviously a huge part of this event.
Oh, without sponsors, we couldn't do this event. I want to, if you don't mind, I'd like to acknowledge a few of them. Obviously, Black Oak and Chicken Ranch, hands down, were some of our top sponsors. We also have Sonora Ford, Les Schwab, Embers, Adventist Health, Oak Valley Bank. And none of this would be possible without the city of Sonora, or County of Tuolumne as well. We have several other sponsors out there. There's just so many to name, and quite frankly, BJ, I don't want to take away too much time from you.
Dan Dernal, anything else new and exciting this year with the rodeo?
Well, yeah, you know, we've made a few changes, made a few upgrades, and at this point right now, we're just very excited at how they've worked out. We put all of our local event and kitty rodeo signups online this year with our new website, and it was really a pleasant change. People took to it very well, basically did away with that 6 o'clock in the morning people fighting in line trying to get one of the spots, gave everybody a fair chance, and we are very happy.
Tim Orford, any other events or things coming up that people should be aware of?
BJ, on May 8th, Friday morning, we're going to have J.J. Harrison and Jody Carper here in the studio with Mark Grauer and Alicia Rock. So we'll have them in here giving away some rodeo tickets. So that'll kind of prime up Friday morning and stuff for the morning show. And I think other than that, we're in pretty good shape for a rodeo.
And Dan Dernal, it really is kind of a high-quality group, that the stock and everything that puts on this event, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We've got a lot of returners, most returners. I mean, the success we've had recently with the personnel we have has just really been unprecedented. We are adding a company called Gold Buckle Sheep, Tim Kaufman, who's bringing the sheep this year, which is really going to make a change in the mutton busting. You're basically dealing with sheep that's done it before. So I think that'll be a lot better event. And our personnel, of course, we have Bridwell Pro Rodeo, which we've had great success with over years. Jody Carper's our announcer again. J.J. Harrison will be back as Barrel and Funny Man. Shane Jennings and Josh Darius will be our bullfighters. And Bob Marriott and Matt Twitchell, our pickup man. So basically, we got a repeat crew who's put us over the top a couple of years now.
So go around the table to all four of you guys. You know, there's a lot of people who go to the roundup and the rodeo every single year. There's always new people, though, that are moving into the community. We have a lot of tourism in this area as well, people coming to visit. You know, Mike Seuss, what would be kind of your pitch to come out, and if they haven't been to the rodeo and the roundup, to come out for the first time?
If you've never been to a rodeo, this is probably going to be the one you want to see in California for sure. We, after being nominated in the top 5 of the nation for small rodeos, we were the only one nominated in California. So if you really want to come see a great show, fast-paced kind of environment, this is the one you want to come to, and you're going to have a blast with you and your family.
Steve Oliveira, how about you?
Well, you know, I used to say that Motherlode Roundup weekend was arguably the best weekend in the Motherlode. And now I say that it is inarguably the best weekend of entertainment and events in the Motherlode. People can come out. As you mentioned, it's a homecoming event. There's people that only see each other at the roundup, you know, every year. And that's not just people that live out of county that are coming to visit for Mother's Day or just come to our rodeo. It's people that live in the county too. People are busy, job, family, kids. And so they only see each other at rodeo weekend. So it's really a cool homecoming event. And I have to say that for $25 to get into our rodeo pre-sale tickets, you're going to get a really top quality 3 hours of entertainment. It's good fun, and it's definitely a bang for your buck.
Dan Dernal, how about you? What do you feel really makes this unique?
Well, it's the tradition. Again, you know, we've gone over this many, many times that everybody automatically knows that Mother's Day weekend we're going to have a top quality rodeo and a homecoming. It's just something that it's on everybody's schedule. Talk about it all year, and we're just very happy to put this on each year.
Tim Orford, how about you?
Well, I believe that we, as an organization, try to bring the best we can, rodeo-wise, to the community and the community support that we have, whether it be the parade, people that come down to the rodeo, they give up their Mother's Day weekend or buy their Mother's Day rodeo tickets and celebrate it with us down there. And kind of a little of a sacrifice for everybody that's down there working, doing their thing. But at the end of the day, You know, a lot of our local government gets involved in this, City of Sonora, County of Tuolumne, CHP, obviously the Sheriff's Department, local PD, and a lot of volunteers, you know, put this on. It's not just the red shirts out there doing it. We have people behind the scenes and a lot of men and women that choose to, you know, whether you're taking tickets, pouring beer, or just, you know, support in any way, shape, or form, it really helps out the organization, you know, to be involved in something and kind of take away your weekend. So I think that it's a positive thing.
And a question for any of you. Remind me, Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, what is your connection with the Sheriff's Office and Sheriff Vasquez?
Well, we as far as he's our actual boss, if you will. You know, the Sheriff's Posse used to do a lot of things years ago, and whether it be not necessarily search and rescue, but there was a young lady missing in Modesto, and I know quite a few posse members went down there to assist in search of horseback and things like that. But David Vasquez is very supportive of us. He attends a lot of our events and stuff. And April 4th, on that Saturday for the special needs, he was down there and stuff and visited with families and so on and so forth. So this year at Calcutta, we decided to auction off a buckle, and the buckle will be here in a few weeks, but we're going to do another auction. We did it for Cancer Center last year here in Sonora, and this year we're going to do Special Olympics, and we're going to donate some money to those folks and stuff and help them out as best we can as an organization. So if that'll assist them in any way, shape, or form, monetary-wise, then that's what we're going to do.
Very cool. So then the parade on Saturday, that's always a tough thing to get downtown to, and there's a lot of parking restrictions and so forth. Do you have any advice for people who are going to be heading down for the parade?
Get there early.
Well, and I know Tuolumne County Transit's usually been a big supporter of getting buses and stuff where people can park at off-site locations and stuff. So they're pretty positive as far as that goes.
So all four of you going to be in the parade?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mike's saying his head no?
No, unfortunately. Being general chair, I got some stuff I have to take care of down at the fairgrounds to make sure the event goes off flawlessly. So
very good. And then Steve Oliveri mentioned tickets on the website. Is that the best place to get them right now?
Yes, motherloadroundup.com. You can buy tickets, $25 pre-sale. You can also purchase them at the gate if you wish. They're $30 at the gate day of. Yeah, check out the website. It's really cool.
Mike Seuss, any closing comments as we wrap up here?
No, we're just thrilled to be putting this event on again this year and for many more years to come. And, you know, our heartfelt thanks goes out to everybody in this community for allowing us to do this and create a huge show for everybody here.
Dan Drinal, as people come for the rodeo, hopefully they'll come on Saturday and Sunday, but if they just have to come on one day or the other, are there different events on different days?
No, actually, pretty much the same. We like to keep it all lined up, you know, so you're going to get the same professional show each day. The only difference is on Sunday there is a kiddie rodeo early in the morning, or 12:30, I should say, early afternoon. But other than that, I just say, everybody come on out. The West Coast Spring Run has started this last week, and it'll go for the next couple of months. We're kind of right in the middle of it, and from now on there's at least one or two PRCA rodeo in California per week. Sun's out, the first swing of outdoor rodeos, and we happen to be kind of right in the middle of it, towards the end of it. So come on out and join the fun and enjoy a spring rodeo.
Sounds good. Tim Orpert, anything you want to add as we wrap up?
Well, we talk about tickets and stuff and everything online, and just make sure you're on the official website of ours and to purchase tickets. We've already had some problems. So anyway, as everybody else does. But we have family packs, two-day packs available, you know, at a discount. So if folks want to look that up and check it out, that's a good place to start if you want to buy some tickets for rodeo.
Steve Oliveri, anything else you want to add?
Nope, just motherloadroundup.com. Tim was right. That's the only legitimate place to buy rodeo tickets for our rodeo, motherloadroundup.com.
Well, thank all of you for coming in and the work that you and the other posse members do to put this on event every single year. It's coming up May 9th and the 10th this year, always Mother's Day weekend. We've been joined by Dan Drinal, Tim Orpert, Mike Seuss, and Steve Oliveira. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.